This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today attended the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit in Tokyo with his Japanese counterpart Shigeru Ishiba. During the summit, the two leaders reviewed the entire spectrum of bilateral ties and discussed ways to take forward the next phase of the special strategic and global partnership. Addressing the joint press meet, Prime Minister Modi said their discussions were productive and purposeful. He said they agreed that India-Japan partnership is essential for the world peace and stability.
आज हमने अपने स्पेशल स्ट्रेटेजिक एंड ग्लोबल पार्टनरशिप में एक नए और सुनहरे अध्याय की मजबूत नींव रखी है। हमने अगले दशक के लिए एक रोडमैप बनाया है। हमारे विजन के केंद्र में इन्वेस्टमेंट, इनोवेशन, इकोनॉमिक सिक्योरिटी, एनवायरनमेंट, टेक्नोलॉजी, हेल्थ, मोबिलिटी, पीपल टू पीपल एक्सचेंजेस एंड स्टेट प्रीफेक्चर पार्टनरशिप ये प्रमुख बातें हैं।
In his statement, the Japanese Prime Minister said India is bringing transformation to the whole world through innovations. He said having complementary and mutual relationship is beneficial for both India and Japan. Earlier, Mr. Modi met with Speaker Fukushiro Nukaga and group of members of parliament from Japan. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said they discussed the strong and friendly relations between India and Japan. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal today emphasized working on India and Africa relationship to double the bilateral trade by 2030. Addressing the valedictory session of the 20th edition of CII India-Africa Business Conclave in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal pointed out that the trade between India and Africa is fairly balanced, with India's exports and imports at $42.7 billion and $40 billion respectively. The minister asserted that Indian manufacturers can play a vital role in meeting Africa's growing demand for affordable mobility solutions. Mr. Goyal also recalled India's support to Africa during the COVID-19 pandemic. Gulab Borbora was a visionary socialist leader, freedom fighter and a great chief minister of Assam who worked for the welfare of the masses, said Union Home Minister Amit Shah today in Guwahati while launching the year-long birth centenary celebrations of Assam's first non-Congress chief minister. Gulab Borbora at Sri Manta Sanskaradev Kalakshetra International Auditorium. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said that Gulab Borbora's contribution towards Assam's socio-economic growth was immense, as during his period several important institutions were established in the state, though he was a chief minister for a short period. Mr. Shah also unveiled a book based on the life of Gulab Borbora on the occasion. The government has approved the extension of the ex-servicemen contributory health scheme facility. The scheme facilitates officer cadets who are invalidated from training on medical grounds attributable to or aggravated by military training. The ministry has taken this measure to reaffirm its commitment to the dignity and well-being of the armed forces. India's real gross domestic product, GDP, is estimated to grow by 7.8% in April to June quarter of financial year 2025-26 at a five-quarter high. According to the quarterly estimates of the GDP for the first quarter of current fiscal released by the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation today, nominal GDP has witnessed a growth rate of 8.8% during the same period. Agriculture and allied sectors have seen real gross value added growth rate of 3.7% as compared to the growth rate of 1.5% registered in quarter one of last financial year. President Draupadi Murmu today interacted with the sportspersons at Amrit Udyan on the occasion of National Sports Day. To celebrate the Sports Day, athletes and sportspersons were given special access to Amrit Udyan today. The Udyan will be open until the 14th of next month. The entry to Amrit Udyan is free of cost and school groups can enjoy free entry to the Rashtrapati Bhavan Museum. Visitors can also book the ticket online. And with that, we end this news bulletin.